What's your offseason been like to this point? You got a little break in there. What are some of the things you've been able to get in here as you all return this week to the facility?
Yeah, you know, I think every offseason is different. You know, you have years where you've got to get healthy afterwards. You've got years where you come out okay and you're able to start working out a little bit sooner. I was fortunate this past year to come out pretty healthy and to be able to get back in into training pretty quickly. So took some time, got some rest, got away from here for a little bit, and then you know, started working out again to get back in shape. And now I'm excited that we're back in and really getting to start to work with the new staff and trying to become, you know, as comfortable as possible as quickly as possible.
New with Coach Shanahan, how's the studying been going for that for you?
Well, I think it's been really good. You know, I've enjoyed, you know, working with Kyle so far and you know, Matt LaFleur, our quarterback coach as well. So I think there's been, you know, really good collaboration on the offensive side. And we've got a lot of work to do, you know, a lot of time and effort to put in. You know, but the first couple of days have been really, really good.
You have some new receivers on the staff now for you.
Yeah, some, you know, obviously year to year there's always going to be changes. And certainly, you know, this is my first experience with the new staff coming in. And even more so, I think when you have a new staff come in, there's going to be additional changes. And, you know, at the wide receiver position, obviously, you know, Harry Douglas moves on. And that's tough because you play for a long time with somebody, you have a great rapport. But he's going to do a great job in Tennessee. And then we bring in a guy like Leonard Hankerson to try and fill that void. But it's been great, you know, working with Hank early on. You know, he's kind of been a good sounding board for me, having played in the offense before, having played with Kyle before. You know, he's one of those guys I can kind of, you know, say, hey, kind of what are you guys thinking on this? Or, you know, if you can help those receivers out with some of the steps or whatever, the timing type stuff. You know, those kind of guys are huge when you're working with a new offense and you know, putting in a new scheme. So I thought that was a really nice, you know, addition for us.
When we met with Kyle before, he mentioned that you guys had met and said, give me some time, then we'll get to work. What did you enjoy working with him? I mean, what part of that relationship do you already see is working out?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, he has a ton of experience. He's a young guy, but has a ton of experience. And, you know, he's got a ton of cut-ups to be able to go through. So for me, you know, it's been a lot of on my own time, you know, trying to watch and process, you know, the 7 or 8 years of cut-ups that he's got. We've got cut-ups all the way going back to Houston and what Matt Schaub did there. So, you know, there's a lot of film to go through. And so I've been trying to do that. But I think the best part of being able to work with those guys is that, you know, there's open input, you know, from both sides. And, you know, obviously I have my own experiences and things that I've done during my career. And I think being able to really blend a little bit of both and to be able to learn some new things and use some of the things that they've done successfully and then, you know, incorporate some of the things that we've done successfully or I've done successfully here in the past, I think that collaboration has probably been the best part.
In your career, you've gone through an offseason with a new offensive coordinator but never a new head coach. What have the extra steps been like for you in that regard?
Well, you know, it's different, certainly different. We're starting a couple of weeks earlier, which, you know, which is a good thing for us with new schemes on both sides. You know, just little things like the schedule, you know, and how meetings are run, how all those kind of things go. That's kind of the biggest difference. But, you know, I've really enjoyed, you know, getting to know Dan, you know, these last probably two months or whatever it's been, 2-3 months. I really enjoy just kind of getting to know him as a person. He's got great energy. He's awesome here in the building. I think you guys probably already sensed that, you know, in the time that you've had to spend with him. you know, so it's not that difficult of a transition because Dan's kind of, I think, made it easy for everybody and made it exciting, you know, day in and day out. I think the biggest thing for me is the offensive side of it. You know, when you have a defensive head coach and you're on the offensive side of the ball, I think, you know, you're not spending as much time as probably the defensive side is spending with him. So we're kind of more trying to, you know, build the foundation with Kyle and with Matt LaFleur and with the rest of our offense to try and get that going.
Matt, what do you see when you look at the running game in this offense? You've seen Aaron Foster, Alfred Morris, guys put up big years in the running part of this offense. What do you see there?
Yeah. You know, some of the stuff I've had to kind of throw to the wayside, some of the zone read stuff, you know, that's been a part of what Kyle has done with some different quarterbacks that he's had. But, you know, the one thing you do see from this scheme is that they've had success everywhere they've gone running the football. And they've allowed lots of different styles of backs, lots of different guys to really, you know, do a great job. And they're very specific in what they do. You know, we're going to be very specific in how we run the football. And, you know, they teach it really well. You know, I've gotten that sense in the short time that we've been able to work together. I've gotten the sense that, you know, there's an emphasis on teaching and detail and attention to detail and you know, doing the same things over and over and over to kind of get that run game going. And it's been, you know, it's been impressive to watch when you watch the cut-ups and you go through some of the game film. It really has been impressive to watch them run the ball.
Quarterbacks talk about working out. If the first year or two you're in the league compared to now, how much you throw, has it changed, and sort of how does that work for you?
Yeah, it's definitely changed a lot from, you know, probably my first or second year. There's just, as you get older, there's, you know, more wear and tear on your body. And, you know, so you kind of have to manage what you do a little bit better. And I found, you know, the way that I've trained has changed a ton probably in the last 2 or 3 years. And I feel better than I ever have. And that's one of the things that has allowed me to kind of get back into throwing a little bit more and spending some time on the field is kind of a change in everything, kind of day-to-day life and how you work out and all those kind of things has helped me, you know, feel younger. And, you know, it's been really good. But it certainly has changed a ton from, you know, my rookie year and second year. Those were kind of, you know, 2-3 weeks after the season, you're out there throwing already, and that's not the case anymore.
Would there be a discernible difference in how you throw it? I don't know, distance, if it matters, but more on it?
Yeah, you know, I think I've constantly improved. You know, I really feel that way. I think I've you know, physically try to get better every year and try and surround myself and go find people or whatever to try and help you do that. And you know, if you're not doing it, you're getting worse. That's really the way I feel. If you're not trying to improve, if you're not trying to find different ways to get more out of yourself, you know, other people are going to pass you by. So, you know, I've changed a lot and I feel better than I ever have.
And taking some time off, obviously, January. Now, how tough was it to get over the way December ended and that sort of thing?
You know, every year, I think every year is different, and every year is tough in its own way. Certainly last year, you know, the entire year, the way it shook out, you know, obviously didn't play the way that we wanted to for the majority of the year, but we're still in it. You know, we're kind of still in the mix. And then to have an opportunity in the last week of the season and certainly not play the way that we wanted to, that was disappointing and tough. And then there's transition. And so, you know, it's one of those things. I've probably said it too often, but part of being a professional is being able to move on, you know, and to be able to put success or failure behind you. And you got to learn from it, but you got to be able to put it behind you, and you got to be able to move on. And, you know, it takes time. But I think I've done it. I think, you know, when you're in our locker room right now, I think guys have been able to do that. We've had really, really good attendance here the first week and really, really good attitude. And I'm a big believer that that kind of stuff makes a difference.
You spoke to the collaborative relationship you have with Shanahan, and you had that with Mularkey and Cutter as well. If the running game is going to maybe be more emphasized or influenced a little bit differently, but what are the similarities you see in Kyle's offense and what you've done in the past?
Well, you know, I think everybody, you know, essentially does things that are similar. And, you know, when you look across the league, whether, you know, a certain offense is categorized as whatever, I mean, everybody has kind of this the same foundation. It's just how it's taught, what's emphasized, all those kind of things are a little bit different. So, you know, in the past game, concepts and stuff like that, there's a lot of stuff that are similar to what we've done. There's a lot of stuff, you know, that you might just have a thing here or there that's a little bit different, and that needs to be tweaked. Specific similarities, you know, I think I go back a little bit more to when Mike was here, when Mike Mularkey was here, just in terms of the run game matching up and fitting with play action and with some outside the pocket stuff, just from, you know, just the first week being together, I think that'll be a little bit more of an emphasis, but we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out. And ultimately it all depends on, you know, how your roster shakes out, when you get into the regular season. You know, you love to have this idea of what you're going to do, but personnel dictates kind of how you evolve as an offense. And so we'll find out, you know, as we move forward, you know, what we are kind of after the draft. And as we get through training camp, you know, figure out who we're going to be. And, I'm sure some things will look different to everybody and some things will look similar.
Lots of new pieces at tight end and in this offseason. How excited are you to work with those guys?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. You know, there's some new guys that are coming in Jacob and Tony, and then there's some old new guys that are coming in back. Nikki Schuler had been here for a while before, so get to know him. I'm excited about it. I think those guys will help us. You know, obviously, kind of in Kyle's offenses, historically, tight ends have been heavily involved and a lot of two tight end sets. So, you know, I think those guys have done a great job. First week, everybody's been here, been working really hard, been great out on the practice field, just as players getting to work together and getting to know them. But I look forward to, you know, going through the entire offseason program and really trying to get a feel for what those guys can do and then get a feel for what I can do.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Talk about your Monday outing for
Children
of Carolina.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. You know, I think it's either five or six years that we've been doing it. And obviously everybody who is here in Atlanta knows just how impactful Choa is, and it's one of the things I've been lucky enough to be involved with them, you know, really since I got down here, but with the golf tournament for the last 5 years, and I'm excited about it. It's a great event over at Sugarloaf on Monday, and the golf course will be in perfect shape. They're getting ready for the Champions event that's out there, so I'm looking forward.